अस्ट्रेलियामा बुस फायर वा वन डडेलोबाट हरेक वर्ष हुने क्षयत यहाँको वार्षिक समाचार नै हो, तर घरभित्रैबाट हुने आगलागी पनि बारम्बार समाचारमा आउने गर्छन् र प्रत्येक वर्ष कम्तीमा 50 जनाको ज्यान यस किसिमको आगलागीबाट जाने गरेको तथ्याङ्कहरूले बताउँछन्। फायर प्रोटेक्सन एसोसिएसनका अनुसार 1,000 भन्दा बढी मानिसहरू प्रत्येक वर्ष घरभित्रबाट सुरु हुने आगलागीबाट गम्भीर घाइते हुन पुग्छन्। न्यू साउथ वेल्समा रहेको फायर एन्ड रेस्क्यू सहरलाई केन्द्रित गरिएको दमकल सेवामध्ये सबैभन्दा ठूलो मानिन्छ, तर अङ्ग्रेजी भाषामा राम्रो दखल नभएका प्रवासीहरूलाई यो सेवाको सहायता लिन कहिलेकाहीँ अप्ठ्यारो पर्न सक्ने सामुदायिक सुरक्षाका संयोजक डेभिड विर बताउँछन्। उनको अनुसार भाषाको समस्या रहेकाहरूलाई स्वाभाविक रूपमा सबै कुरा सम्झाएर सेवा माग्न गाह्रो हुन सक्छ।
Language barrier, we're very aware of that. So we have developed close partnerships with the service providers and also the key stakeholders around the state to ensure that if we require any persons to assist us to speak with or to communicate with a new arrival or a new and emerging community or a transient student, international student, we have that capability to call them and have a three-way conversation over the phone.
डेभिड विरका अनुसार खास गरी पूर्वी एसियाका कतिपय प्रवासी समुदायका मानिसहरू भने दमकल कर्मीहरूले लगाउने लुगाले उनीहरू सैनिक जस्तै देखिएका कारण उनीहरूको सेवा लिन चाहँदैनन्। सैनिक आएर आफ्नो घरको कोठा कोठामा गई आगो बुझाउने कुराले ती समुदायका मानिसहरूलाई अलिक अप्ठ्यारो लाग्दछ।
The military or the police. And unfortunately, some of the fire service were quite aggressive with the persons who were having an incident or needed assistance, and they were associated with the military.
तर आफू बसेको घर आग लागि हुँदा पनि दमकलको लागि हार गुहार नगर्नुको एउटा मुख्य कारण भने मानिसहरूलाई दमकल बोलाउँदा पैसा लाग्ने डर रहने गरेको छ र कतिपयले भने आफ्नो घरभित्र अरूलाई पस्न दिन चाहँदैनन्, तसर्थ सेवाकर्मी बोलाउन हिचकिचाउँछन्।
They believe that it might be a cost of some type, which there is not. And they're quite reluctant to call the fire services, putting themselves at great risk and their families. There's been several instances where I have been notified by station officers and crews in regards to not being allowed to access the property. Under the Fire Act of Australia, we are obliged, if there is a fire call, to act and respond accordingly and support the persons of need.
तथ्याङ्कहरूका अनुसार घरभित्रैबाट सल्किने आगोका कारणहरूमध्ये आधाभन्दा बढी भान्साको चुलोबाट सुरु हुने गरेको छ। यसको अर्थ धेरैले खाना बनाउँदा लापरवाही गरेको वा आगोको खतरा सम्बन्धमा जानकारी नभएको हुन सक्ने वीर बताउँछन्।
And unfortunately, they lost that property also. They were able to nut the problem out and sort out what they were doing wrong. The unsafe cooking practices was one element, but also cooking in different areas of the house, which were unsafe also.
वीरका अनुसार तेलमा मिसिएर सल्केको आगो निभाउन धेरैले पानीको प्रयोग गर्छन्, तर यसले समस्यालाई झनै बल्झाउन सक्छ। त्यही भएर आगो अन्त सल्कन नदिन भरसक छेउमा रहेको सल्कने कुराहरू अलिक पर सार्नुपर्छ। आपतकालीन अवस्थामा घरबाट निस्किने ढोकाहरूको बारेमा थाहा पाइराख्नुपर्छ र 000 अथवा 000 फोन गरेर तुरुन्तै खबर गर्नुपर्छ भनी वीर बताउँछन्।
Of our fires across the state occur from the kitchen area. So we ask the new arrivals, also humanitarian entrants, to be very, very, very aware of the dangers they put themselves in the kitchen area. And we ask them to have a working smoke alarm in the premises. We also ask them to have an evacuation plan, a home escape plan in place. So if an incident does arise or a fire does occur in the kitchen area, to isolate that area, close the doors, leave the area and exit outside and call the emergency services, the fire rescue on 000.
घरभित्र स्मोक अलार्म अथवा आगो लागेको सूचना दिने यन्त्र राख्नुपर्ने कानुनी अनिवार्यता रहेको छ र यसको समय समयमा ब्याट्री परिवर्तन गरिराख्नुपर्ने हुन्छ। साथै आगो निभाउने फायर एक्सटिङ्विसर र फायर ब्ल्याङ्केट पनि घरमा राख्नु अति नै आवश्यक छ।
Smoke alarms are legal, they're law. So you must have a working smoke alarm in the property that you reside. If the persons are renting, it is the landlord's responsibility. The maintenance of the smoke alarm is the occupant's, the tenant's. So they must understand when they first arrive here in Australia, once they settle into a new residence, the smoke alarm should be there and it should be working to save them or their families if an incident occurs. Give them that early warning.
साथै वीरले अङ्ग्रेजी भाषा बोल्न नजान्नेले 000 फोन गरी फायर भन्नासाथ ठेगाना लिई दमकलकर्मीहरू प्रभावित स्थानमा पुग्छन् भनी बताउँछन्। उनको सुझावमा खाना बनाउँदा सबैले चनाखो हुनुपर्छ र खास गरी जाडो महिनामा हिटर लगायतका विद्युतीय उपकरण चलाउनु अघि यसको वरपर केही खाली ठाउँ राख्न आवश्यक रहन्छ। मोमबत्ती पनि आफू निदाउनु अघि बुझाउनुपर्छ भनी वीर बताउँछन्।
Keep an eye on your cooking. Never leave it unattended. In winter, which is our most dangerous period, do not overload electrical circuits. Also, with heating appliances, make sure you have at least a distance of 1 meter from the heater. If you've also got candles within your household, please ensure you blow them out when you leave the premises or when you leave the room so that if a candle does fall over, it won't ignite. Also, to ensure that you have at least one working smoke alarm, an operating home escape plan,